With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us to begin another week of broadcasting the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, and I will read verse number 17. The Bible said, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Let me read that again, and may God speak to our heart as you listen to the reading of the Word of God. The Bible said, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." That verse seems to teach us that if we do not know the will of God, then we are an unwise person. And then the Bible said again in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse number 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I want to preach for the days of this week as the Holy Spirit directs us on the subject dealing with the will of God. As I've traveled across this country for many years now preaching the Word of God, I've been asked many questions by many people. But without reservation, I feel confident I can say to you the most often asked question is concerning the will of God. People say to me, "Preacher, is there a will of God for me? Is there a personal will of God for each individual?" And then they ask the question, "Can I know the will of God? Can I do the will of God?" And then they want to know, "How can I find the will of God?" Now, it's very evident we can never fulfill the will of God unless we could find the will of God. I want to spend the next several days, as the Holy Spirit leads us, looking at the subject, the will of God, and deal with it as it's taught us in the Word of God. And I trust that God will speak to our heart. And I encourage you, if it's at all possible, don't miss a day of this week of broadcasting, because it will be filled with information that is needed in your life in understanding and then undertaking the will of God. It's not enough to understand it. We must also undertake it. We must not only find the will of God, but we must function in the will of God until we fulfill the will of God. Again, notice back in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 17, the Bible said, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Could I just ask you a question up front this morning before we begin our study? Do you understand the will of God? Do you know the will of God for your life? Are you living and serving in God's will today? If not, then why not? You see, there's a great responsibility of you and I to understand the will of God. And then there's a great responsibility that we undertake the will of God. And may God help us not to be guilty of underestimating the will of the Lord. The Lord willing, over these broadcasts, we'll look at those three thoughts: understanding the will of God, undertaking the will of God, and underestimating the will of God. I want to make this statement, and I'll make it many times throughout the days of this week. The will of God is the most important thing in your life. Yet, I must admit to you, most people live and die without ever knowing whether or not they're in God's will. They do not even find the will of God, much less fulfill the will of God. I'm talking about a lot of saved people. They're saved by the grace of God, and they'll go to heaven by the grace of God. But they will live and die, and many of them will attend church all of their lives, but they will never understand and never accomplish God's will for their life. Before I deal with the positive side of the will of God, let me just say some of the negative things about the will of God. First of all, I want to say to you, the will of God is not something that is just for the super spiritual. Oftentimes, as you hear people speak about the will of God, they make it sound as though you have got to be a spiritual giant, a mature Christian, before you can ever understand the will of God for you. No, my friend, I want to say to you that the will of God is something that God continually will manifest through our lives, and He will manifest it in the area of comprehension that we're living in. What do you mean by that, preacher? Here's what I mean. If a person is really saved by the grace of God, and I'm just throwing out these ages, if they're 12 years old, then God will manifest His will to them on the level of the comprehension of that 12-year-old. If they're 17 years old, God will manifest His will to them on the level of the comprehension of that 17-year-old person. The same is true for 25, 35, and 40-year-old people. God will not manifest the adult will of God for a teenage child. God will deal with that child on his own age level and his ability of understanding the will of God. So I say to you, first of all, that the will of God is not something that is just for the super spiritual. May I also say, quickly and closely related, the will of God is not something that is just for preachers, whether it be pastor, missionary, or evangelist. There's a will of God for every saved person. Please hear this. The will of God will never take you away from the Word of God. Again, closely related, the will of God will never lead you contrary to the Word of God, but rather the Word of God will manifest the will of God. And my friend, as you walk in His Word, you will walk in His will, and God will reveal to you through His Word and His work that which He desires you to do. Then I want you to hear this. The will of God will never take you farther than the sufficiency of the grace of God. God's grace will always be sufficient for you to perform God's will for your life. Then may I say to you that the will of God is not some super secret that God is trying to hide from you. And then I'd say to you, the will of God is not beyond your understanding. On the positive side, what is the will of God? What do we mean when we use the expression, the will of God? Listen to me carefully. When the Bible uses the term, the will of God, they're simply saying to you that God has a plan, God has a place, and God has a purpose for your life. Now I want you to hear me carefully. God did not put you here on this earth and then save you by His grace with nothing for you to do, with no plans made for your life. No, my friend, if you are a living, breathing person, God has a plan, God has a place, and God has a purpose for you and for your life. So the will of God simply means God has a plan, God has a place, and God has a purpose for you. You see, friend, if you're saved by the grace of God, then God has got something laid out in His plan for your life. God's got a work for you to do. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be a preacher. That does not mean that God will use you in pastoring or evangelism or missions. But it does mean that you're saved for a purpose. So what I want to do on the broadcast as the Holy Spirit directs us, we're going to look, first of all, at the thought of understanding the will of God. And then we'll look at undertaking the will of God. But I want to come to the Word of God, and let's do our best to allow the Holy Spirit to take the Word of God and enable us to understand the will of God as it's revealed in the Word of God, and then as it will be revealed to us from the Word of God by the Holy Spirit to be applied to our daily lives. Let me say to you, first of all, in understanding the will of God, we first need to understand that there is the printed will of God. Let me use two words. There is the printed or the public will of God. Now you say, preacher, explain those terms. I will. When I mention the word the printed will of God, I'm talking about what God printed in His Word, what He wrote down in this Bible. If God said it in the Bible, there is no debate. It is the will of God for you. Now you know I'm speaking about when you take the text of the Scripture and you rightly divide it, you apply it to whom God applied it in the condition that God applies it. And my friend, it is God's will that we not only be Bible-believing Christians, but that we be Bible-practicing Christians. So it is the printed will of God in the sense that it's written down for us in the printed Word of God. And then I use the expression, it is the public will of God, because it's God's will for everybody. God does not exclude some and include others. No, my friend, if the Bible teaches it, it's good for everybody. It's right for everyone, regardless of their financial situation, regardless of their gender, regardless of their education and their social standing. When God wrote it down in the Bible, that means it is the public will of God. It is for every person. And we're going to look at that, the Lord willing, and let God teach us some things in understanding the will of God in that area. Now, again, I do want to emphasize that the will of God is never contrary to the Word of God. So if you have plans or thoughts and you feel like they're God's will, and you're even saying they're God's will, if they are contrary to God's Word, then it is not God's will for your life. And again, let me just back up and reemphasize. God reveals the will of God in the Word of God. And as we hide His Word in our hearts, as we meditate upon His Word, as we study His Word to show ourselves approved unto God, then God manifests His will from His Word to our hearts personally. And then God gives us insight and leadership and direction on how to accomplish that will of God. So as we come back to the broadcast tomorrow, we're going to take time from the Word of God and look at these areas. Let me mention them as I leave today. In the printed Word of God, we learn that it is the public will of God for every sinner to be saved. It is a public will of God for every saved person to be separated. It is a public will of God for every person who is saved and separated be Spirit-filled. And it's a public will of God for everyone who is saved and separated and Spirit-filled be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, serving in the work of God. We'll continue tomorrow, the Lord willing. Father, take the Word, use it to Your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.